The presidential elections are drawing near, and on the streets of Rio de Janeiro, there's no shortage of political opinions.
I would like to see more schools, more hospitals, and for the candidate who wins to invest in the future of our children.
Though most here agree this election will be a defining moment for the future direction of the country, there's a lack of optimism that whoever wins the presidency will improve the lives of Brazil's poorest citizens.
I don't think anyone will fix the situation in Brazil. Some receive more, while others receive less. There is no healthcare, no education, and there is nothing left for the poor.
On Sunday, Brazilians will head to the polls for a first round of voting. Though officially there are almost a dozen candidates running for president, the election is a race between incumbent President Jair Bolsonaro and former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who has been leading in the polls.
Political analysts here in Brazil say the country is starkly divided along ideological lines. Even now, on the eve of the elections, the race between Lula and Bolsonaro is too close to predict.
Economist Mauro Rochli says that while both Lula and Bolsonaro have been vague in their campaign promises, they still polarize the electorate.
What is steering this polarization is a rhetoric from both sides that the other is a radical, with Lula saying that Bolsonaro represents the radical right, and Bolsonaro saying that Lula represents the threat of communism.
No voltarão!
Brazilian electoral law dictates that presidential candidates need at least 50% plus one vote to win. If neither Lula or Bolsonaro achieve that during Sunday's vote, a second round of voting will take place on October 30th. Manuel Rapallo, Al Jazeera, Rio de Janeiro.